Blog Talk Radio.
Ayer te vi, fue más claro que la luna. En mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición. Me has saltado el corazón cuando te vi. Ayer te vi, después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes, y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi. Te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir, cansado de tanto sufrir. Ayer te vi, ayer te vi. Fue más claro que la luna, en mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición. Me ha saltado el corazón cuando te vi. Ayer te vi, después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes, y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir, cansado de tanto sufrir. Ayer te vi, ayer te vi. Te disfrazas y te escondes de mi vista, pero ayer te vi, ayer te vi.
Amado Deus, nesse momento nós queremos te render graças, ó Pai. Render-te graças, ó Deus, por tudo aquilo que Tu és para as nossas vidas, ó Deus. Te agradecer, Senhor, pelo privilégio, ó Pai, de Te servirmos, ó Deus, de sermos amados e cuidados por Ti, ó Pai. Cada um dos nossos amados ouvintes possa, Senhor, ser tocado pelo Teu Espírito Santo. E que somente, ó Deus, o Teu querer possa ser cumprido neste programa, ó Pai. Nós colocamos as nossas vidas, ó Deus, e a vida do nosso irmão, Senhor, nas Tuas mãos, ó Pai. E Te pedimos, ó Deus, que Teu Espírito Santo nos guie, Senhor. Que use, Senhor, as nossas vidas, ó Deus, como um instrumento Teu, ó Deus, para a edificação das vidas. É isso que nós já te pedimos e te agradecemos, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Saudamos todos os nossos amados ouvintes com a graça e a paz do Senhor Jesus Cristo, dando a todos já uma boa tarde, que você esteja conosco durante todo esse programa e que você possa ser tocado pelo Espírito Santo. Como vocês devem ter visto, hoje nós temos um convidado muito especial, o irmão Augusto Pérez, e que no decorrer do programa você vai, com certeza, se sentir muito tocado pelo Espírito Santo através da vida desse nosso amado irmão. Então, fiquem todos na paz. Nós vamos ter mais um período de louvor e adoração. O José vai falar com os irmãos da América e logo mais nós retornaremos. Fiquem todos na paz.
Brothers and sisters, welcome all to this show. Tonight we have a special guest, a great anointed man of God, an evangelist, an apostle of our Father to these modern days. He has been on the field fighting the army of the enemy for decades. Tonight we'll have the privilege to learn from this man, apostle, that has been in so much fight that he only talking in his name. We feel that the enemy trembles in fear because this man is a man that has been on the field, has been face to face to the enemy. And you will have the privilege to hear from his own words all the experience that he has accumulated fighting the devil, fighting the demons, and he will be talking about the resistance that he has understand now, that he's teaching us to understand also what are the resistance that we must endure, because there is a secret vow made by ancient forces that fights against the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, not the lukewarm gospel, but no, the spiritual gospel of Jesus Christ. Because you know and I know that we don't fight against people. We fight against the forces that bind people, that blind the people, and that use people. And this is a great opportunity that we all have to understand deeply how this works in the field. Because Brother Augusto and his ministry, they've been on the field for decades, not only in America, but also in countries that are considered three world countries. But there, he has been reaching hearts and minds of people that were blinded by the religion spirits and by the magic voodoo spirits that enslaved so many souls, yet until these days. I am very excited, as you can see, to have our brother here. So I invite you to worship our God, because God has something special for us tonight. I know that there in America it's morning, so it's a good start. It's a good way to start your day, joining and receiving the force, the strength that God has for us, the manna that is coming from the throne of God. Please pray for this show, because every time that God wants to do something to His glory and to benefit His children, we know that the enemy raises forces to try to stop that movement. So please, I welcome your prayers and your friendship here and your fellowship. Just stay in the worship spirit, because in a minute we will call our brother and he will join us live here. May the Lord bless you all. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there.
aunque mis ojos no te puedan ver, te puedo sentir, sé que estás aquí, aunque mis manos no pueden tocar tu rostro, Señor, sé que estás aquí.
Corazón, puedes sentir tu presencia.
cry out to him. Worthy is the Lamb.
You are holy.
Abba, Father, we praise you for this gathering, for the brothers and sisters that are on this morning, on this day, gather here to worship you, to praise you, and to learn from you. Brother Augusto, I hope that you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Jose. How are you today?
I am fine, great warrior of God. What a pleasure, what a honor that we have to have you here amongst us. Brother, thank you, first of all, for accepting our invitation. It's a mighty honor to have such a warrior like you amongst us.
Well, I am blessed and honored to also be in your program, Jose, and looking forward to the wonderful things that the Lord is going to do in this radio broadcast. Praise God.
Praise God, brother. I know that this is the fulfillment of a direction that we have received from the Holy Spirit just before, much more before, and we start thinking about doing some kind of this work in the radio. I received a direction from the Lord that He would be bringing to join us, an elite warrior, like it was in a dream, kind of a vision that I had. I was walking on a road, and I was seeing in the middle of that road some kind of portions of an army with different uniforms, some from the Navy SEALs, some from the Green Beret, some from the Air Force. And the people that I was seeing on that road, they always do the continent to me and I do to them. And they just say to me, keep walking, warrior, keep walking. There's more ahead. So as I start seeing this prophecy being fulfilled with people like you, like such a warrior of God, accepting to join forces with us to destroy, demolish the strongholds of the enemy, I just want to praise God. So, my brother, Well, it's an honor for me to have you here. As the title says, tonight, and I know that it's morning there in Florida, this morning we will try to shake the traditions that enslave so many people who can't understand the spiritual gospel of Jesus Christ, right? So,
That's right.
I want you to... I want you to lead this journey this morning. You still have 1 hour and 24 minutes to yourself to do the work of God. I just want to say something. I was hoping that I could see the number of Brother Marcus here on my panel. I have a call here, but I don't know if it is Brother Marcus. I don't recognize this number. Because I asked Brother Marcus Samuel to come to join to this party, to join the forces to welcome you. But I'm going just to open this line here to see if it is Brother Marcus. If it is not, let's just see who is on the line, okay, brother? And then I will deliver you the guiding of this show. Let me just... Okay, it's not Brother Marcus.
Yeah, that didn't sound like Brother Marcus. Praise God, praise God. Well, you know, I am excited to be on the program with you, Brother Jose, and you know, and I would love to have Brother Marcus join us, and if he's listening, you know, you're welcome to call in, brother, and join us, but... one of the things that I was thinking of doing today, Brother Jose, is... basically talking to the body of Christ, and you touched on some things at the beginning that are very, very, very important and that people need to understand. When the Lord called me out of the ministry that I was doing down in Miami, in South Florida, I was pastoring the church.
Mm-hmm.
We pastored for 7 years, and, you know, we did the pastoring and the ministry the way I thought it was supposed to be, and the way I thought everybody was doing it. But I learned soon enough that was not the case. There was a lot of religion. There was a lot of traditions of men involved in what these people were doing, and many of them were good men. They were good pastors, and the churches, you know, were good churches, but it was so full of the leaven of the Pharisees, and it was so full of traditions of the elders, and it was so full of the denominational doctrines and traditions of men that had nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I saw the majority of the ministers there trapped in this kind of shackles. And I wondered many times, I said, why is it like this, Lord? You know, I don't understand it. And the Lord had to slowly begin to reveal to me these things. And in 1992, I received an Abrahamic call to come out of that church, leave everything, and go where he was going to show me. He did not tell me where he was going to take me. But I obeyed. It was a wonderful vision in the middle of a night where Jesus, the Lord himself, came, and he set up the most beautiful picnic. It was like a picnic banquet. He set it up in the middle of a beautiful meadow, beautiful green grass. The sky was blue. The wind was softly blowing, and he was just smiling. He had a smile on his face, and he just said, the most beautiful picnic for me, and he invited me to sit down. Well, when I did sit down, he began to speak to me, and you know like any time I hear the voice of the Lord, my heart melts. My heart melts because he speaks with such tenderness and with such love, and yet with such passion, and yet with such severity that you know I can't even explain it. But he spoke to me and basically told me in such a loving world, a way, but a very, very strong and firm way, he said, son, it's time to go. And I knew what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. He said, it's time to go. And this bridge that you're going to cross, you have to cross it by faith. Well, you know, I had a lot of fears and insecurity in me at that time. I was not ready. I was very green. And I understood what he was telling me, that what he wanted to do with my life, he was not able to do it there where I was. So I had to leave. And I obeyed him. I packed my family, my 5-year-old girl, my wife, and we left everything. We turned the church over to another pastor. We left everything. We put everything in a trailer, and we left everything. And, well, to make a long story short, we travel a lot, many places. Many offers were given to us, different churches, but, you know, they were all the same, full of leavens and traditions of men and the traditions of the elders and religious things, and I just did not feel right. I said, no, this is not it. So finally we just landed here in this small town of about 8,000 people here in North Florida, and this is where I've been ever since 1992. For the next several years, Jose, the Lord began to purge me. He began to if you will, put me through the fire. And he began to peel off of me layers and layers and layers and layers of things that I had learned, that had been taught to me by man, you know, traditions of man in seminaries and Bible school, and what I had learned from other pastors and other ministries. And he had to rip that out of me. He had to rip that out of me. And basically he had to just purge me of all that in order to begin to bring in into me new revelation of the Word by the power of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, which is he is the teacher. He is our teacher. And we have forgotten that. The church has forgotten. The people of God have forgotten that he is the teacher, and he is supposed to teach us unto all truth. He's supposed to be the one that reveals to us the hidden things in the Word of God. He's supposed to tell us the things to come. That's what the Master said. That's what the Messiah said. So, you know, I began to realize, you know what? A lot of these teachings that I was taught, not everything. There were some good things I learned, but a lot of it was traditions of man. A lot of it was religion and traditions and, doctrines that of man that were not of God. And so there was a mixture. There was a mixture. And this is the thing that I see in the churches today. There is some truth. There is some truth in a lot of what they preach, but there's also a lot of deception. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of error. So there is a mixture. And whenever you get a mixture, you do not get a healthy growth in the people. And then the other thing that really bothered me, Jose, was the fact that, you know, the people, really could not discern the difference if the presence of God was in it or if he was not there. They could not discern because they were not acquainted. They were not, if you will, they did not have a relationship with God, with the Father. So when people don't have a good relationship with a Father that has been built over the years, they are not able to discern the presence of God, when it, you know, the real presence of God from something else, from a religious spirit. And so the Lord began to teach me these things. He began to show me these things. He began to purge me of all of these things, and he began to show me the condition of the church, the fact that the church was fragmented. It was impotent, it was carnal, it was out of order. That the spirit of religion, the spirit of control, the spirit of pride, fear, all of these things, ignorance, has stifled the ability of God's people to recognize, to train, and to develop, and to release the potential fivefold leaders and that the people of God were being deprived of. And, and also to release the people to their God-given right and destiny to fulfill their giftings and callings in the body of Christ. So, you know, the Lord began to show me these things, Brother Jose, and began to reveal to me his plan. And so a few years ago, you know, the Lord began to share with me the need to begin to reach out to other ministries that the Lord, you know, he was going to bring many ministries together. It was going to be like a net, like a gigantic net. And I even wrote a song about it in one of our music songs about the net. about the fact that the Lord is building a gigantic network of believers that you were referring to earlier. And I see it happening right now before my eyes. I see it happening. I see it happening, brother, you know, like you and I coming together, Brother Marcus and I, and the Lord is bringing us together, real end-time warriors that love Jesus Christ with all of our hearts, that are not afraid of dealing with truth. We are not afraid of hearing truth. You know, if a truth we hear isn't the Word of God, and it is the real deal, you know, I am not afraid to look at it and pray about it, discern it, and if it is from the Lord, I'm not afraid to receive it. You know, this is something that we need to get over. This army that the Lord is raising is a fearless army of people, of warriors, that are hungry, they are desperate for the presence of God, they are tired of religion, they are tired of manipulation, they are tired of doctrines of men and the traditions of the elders, and they are ready. They're ready to receive the meat of the Word. They're ready to receive the revelation from the Word. They're ready to go on further, to go on higher, to go into the next level, because the times are at hand, Brother Jose. The times demand it. We are at that time right now. And if you hear an urgency in my voice, it's because I do believe that we are at that time right now. This is the season. This is the season that the Lord is about to begin to release his elect so that his work, his final work, which is going to be quick, it's going to be a quick work, but it's going to be powerful, can take place on this planet. And he has given us the tools for this purpose and this end time. I mean, it could not happen until now. I mean, 10 years ago, Brother Jose, there's no way you and I could have hooked up like we're hooking up right now. Praise God.
That's true.
You know,
true.
We are hooking up with people from all over the world, from South America, from Europe, from Africa, from North America, from South America, from everywhere, from Australia, from China. We are hooking up with people everywhere at the same time. And what this does is it creates a synergy in the spirit realm that is very powerful. When all of these different people and believers and servants of God from all over the world begin to pray and agree together, it's like little balls of light beginning to light up all over the planet, and it creates a network. This is the network that the Lord showed me years ago that he was going to build. It is being done. It is being done through ministries like yours, through ministries like other ministries out there. And we are coming together. We are coming together in the unity of the faith, because there is power when there is unity. I'm talking about real unity. I'm not talking about, you know, charismatic, right. Religious. I'm talking about real unity of the Spirit, where the believers come together in the Spirit and begin to agree. Because there is a tremendous release of power in agreement. When believers agree, when they determine to agree and pray, believing the Lord for some specific purpose, something begins to happen in the spirit realm, and faith is released, and angels are released, and before we know it, the Lord begins to do incredible things. And this is what the enemy is afraid of. This is what he's terrified of. Because he knows the power that is going to be released when the believers in Christ, the fearless warriors, get together and they begin to agree and they begin to just declare the Word of God. They begin to pray in agreement and they begin to release the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the angels and the power of the Almighty God from heaven. This is what they are afraid of. And this is the reason why they are so concerned about us doing what we are doing. But the Lord will prevail. The Lord will give us the victory. Praise God.
Praise God, Brother. You touched so much things that I felt the Holy Spirit that telling me that, look, I have already told you this, so just take the chance now and show them what I have told. And brother, I feel that the difference between these what you call nets of the kingdom is that now God will not permit the interference of men. God now will not convey, will no more delay the what wants to be done in all his sons, not only in an elite that takes some privilege for serving God. No, God wants to deliver all grace to all children of the whole mighty God. Not just, he will not, the Holy Spirit will not permit that man makes difference between man and with interest, with egocentric interest. That's the difference. And while you were talking, brother, about the wild net, the worldwide net that you were speaking, that God showed to you, I was remembering the scriptures, and God was telling me, now you understand why I have compared my kingdom with a net that takes all the fishes, and the good ones, I keep them, the bad ones, I throw away. Because in this work, in this age that we have the internet, there are no men, there are no pyramids, there are no modern pharaoh that can stop the movement of the Holy Spirit, that can stop, cannot stop the true worshippers to do the will of God, to raise an army, not to themselves, but to the Lamb of God. This is the net of the kingdom.
Praise
only
God.
Those that like you, only those like you, my brother, that are really interested in doing the work of God, that don't look for themselves, but look for the interest of the kingdom.
That's
only
right.
People like you that change their life to serve God, if that compromise his comfort zone, like you did, only those fishes will stay on this net. Because
praise
the people,
God.
The old traditions, the manipulations of the Bible, all the wisdom of the man that enslave the souls in half-truths that give place to the devil to work in the life of the other brothers, my brother, they will not stay on this net. They will fall in the abysm because God is purging.
Praise God.
God.
Praise God. Well, you
Thank
know,
you.
A few years ago, the Lord began to deal with me about the fact that he was going to push away all the hypocrites. You know, and
wow.
And yeah, he was going to push away the hypocrites. And, you know, I had a lot of acquaintances back then. Not true brothers in the Lord, not true friends, just acquaintances, you know, that I minister in some of their places and churches and so forth. But the thing that always bothered me about that whole mess was that it was a lot about business. It was about business, but not the kingdom business. It was about their business.
Right.
And, you know, worldly stuff. And in my heart, I was grieved. I was grieved because I knew that, no, this is not what the Lord called me to. This is not really what he wants. And, you know, and then I would go and meet another one, and the same thing. You know, I thought that this brother or this, you know, this person was going to be, you know, of like spirit. And they were going to be totally, you know, passionate and totally, you know, on fire for the things of God, pursuing the Lord. And that was not so. It was not so. There were many other things there that had nothing to do with the kingdom of God. And so I saw them mostly interested in building their own kingdoms. And they were not interested
right.
in edifying the people. They were not interested in building up the people. They were building up the church. They were building buildings instead of building people. They were more
right.
interested in programs than in actually, you know, raising up leaders and, you know, teaching them to find their destiny and their callings in Christ, they were more interested in promoting their own agenda than in promoting the giftings and ministries in the people that they had, that God had given them. So the whole thing was upside down. And so when I begin to see these things, I began to realize, you know what, something's got to change. Something's got to give.
Yeah.
And that's when the Lord, you know, gave me this vision, you know, of the you know, which we have on our website, you know, the appearance, which is like an anagram for, you know, the apostles and prophets preparing the emerging army, releasing the abilities and natural callings of everyone. Because it goes back to what I shared before. There is going to be an army that is going to be raised up. And the Lord basically, he commissioned me to prepare this army, to prepare his bride for his return. That is what he called me out of Miami for. And I did not understand this calling, Brother Jose, back in 1992. I didn't understand what he was saying, you know. He mentioned about preparing his bride for his coming and about a ministry, an end-time ministry, where all kinds of different rivers were going to come together into one gigantic stream, a river of life that was going to flow from the throne. And when I received this vision and this word, I didn't understand what the Lord was talking about. But now I do. And this is exactly what I see happening, like I shared before. You know, the Lord is bringing about many ministries from many different parts of the world, and they're joining into the river of life, the river that comes from the throne of God, the river of the Spirit. And this is going to be the river that is going to go throughout the earth, and it's going to water all the dry places. And it's going to, anybody that comes in contact with this river is going to be made whole. He's going to be alive. He's going to be healed. He's going to be restored. But it says in the scripture that any miry clay, the swampy areas and the miry clay will not be healed. And that speaks of mixture. Well, like I was sharing before, because if you look at a swamp, if you look at miry clay, if you look at those types of marshes and swamps, it's a mixture of earth and water. It's neither. It's neither hot nor cold. It's neither one or the other.
Right.
It's kind of in the middle ground. And when you get in it, when you get into a swamp, you sink. And I went one time, you know, many years ago, I went with this man that I used to work for in a laboratory. We used to go and take samples, you know, of water in different places, you know, that they were doing construction. And we went to take a sample at this construction site, and he put on this long boots, you know, that went all the way, you know, all the way to his waist. And he started, you know, waddling into the waters, you know, deep to collect the sample. Well, as he was getting in there, I noticed that he stopped walking in the water, and he kind of looked startled. And when I looked at him, I said, "What's wrong?" And he just looked at me and said, "Augusto, throw me a rope." I said, "What happened?" He says, "I am sinking. Throw me a rope." And I remember I had to go to to his car and get a hold of this rope he had there and throw it to him so I could pull him out of that swampy area that he was caught in, and he was sinking. And he couldn't move. Well, I said all that to say this. These religious systems, Brother Jose, these religious systems, the traditions of the elders, and all these things that are so prevalent in the churches today, that is exactly the same effect it is having on the people. The people become immobilized. They begin to sink, and they're trapped. And it's like sucking them. They cannot go forward. They cannot move forward. They cannot move anywhere. And somebody has to throw them a rope. Somebody has to throw them a rope to be able to pull them out. And that is the only way they're going to get out of there. If they stay there, they're going to keep sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. And so, you know, we're just trying to throw some ropes out there to the people. We're just trying to reach as many as we can. We're just trying to help them to get out of a stagnation that they seem to be involved in, and the religious system that they it's asphyxiating them, it's basically drowning them, and it grieves my heart. But this is what we're dealing with, and this is one of the things our ministry is trying to do, is trying to help these kinds of people.
Amen. And that is the calling, right? That is the calling, is to make people disciples of Jesus Christ, not of ourselves. We must be present, and then we must be like John the Baptist. We must diminish ourselves to let Jesus and the Holy Spirit grow in the life of the believers, of our brotherhood. But that's precisely what the traditions of men and the modern pyramid and all this system, matrix system that is mixed with the demonic doctrine, start to do. This modern called church, they just use people. They don't build people. They build temples and use people. They love temples and destroy people. That's the problem.
That's right.
But God is using true worshipers that are led not by church, that don't have his eyes on church, that are led by the Holy Spirit, that's the true sons of God, those that are following, led by the Holy Spirit. God is raising this up. But all of us, there will be a day, sooner or later, that we will be between one decision. Or we are in the system, or we are serving the spiritual kingdom. The truth and all the truth of God without mixing things. And you have
That's
decided,
right.
my brother. I
That's
have
right.
decided. And I
you
want
know,
to encourage our listeners to tell them that there will be no places for two lords, okay? There will be no places. Because if they have left some area of their own lives open to the system, the system will steal. The system will call again what he has given. We must be with all our hearts, all our minds, in the true kingdom of God.
That's right.
Right?
Well, you know, the other thing that I see lacking in the church systems, you know, and again, not every church out there is like that. There are some good churches, okay? Let me say that, because I know of some good churches out there. And I started going to minister to them, and some of them, when I started going, my Lord, I mean, it was, nothing was moving, you know, and now there's healings taking place, now there's deliverances taking place, now there's intercessory group going on, the powerful, you know, prayer, you know, in the ministry taking place. There are many things taking place, but, you know, I try to help, if the churches will receive me and you know, my ministry, I will come to the church. I will try to help them, but you cannot do anything where you're not received. And you know, if I go to a place and that place shuts me down, and they don't let me operate in the gifting and the office that the Lord has given me, I cannot help them. And so this is where we are today. We are today in a place where the people are dying on the vine. They are really basically drowning. And the ministries that they are under are not helping them, and the pastors, those shepherds, are not allowing anyone else to help them. So this is what's going on. There is a mass exodus taking place from the churches, and I see it happening right before my eyes. Sometimes I just go to one of these churches just to see what it, you know, what it feels like. And when I look at the faces of the people, I see sadness, I see emptiness.
Yes,
I see anger, even anger. When they look at me, I see like anger, bitterness. And I say, my goodness, my Lord, help these people, you know. There is no joy in their heart. There is no, nothing like that. There's no peace, no joy. And so, you know, I see these things, and I wonder many times. I said, do they have the same spirit, that same Holy Spirit that I have? Do they have the same thing I have? I don't think so. And so there is a lot of people wounded out there, Brother Jose. There's a lot of people in bitterness. There's a lot of people in shock, in darkness, and these things will make people sick. That's the other thing that people need to understand. They, when believers, you know, believers in Christ. I'm talking about believers in Christ who are even spirit-filled, okay? They speak in tongues, and they, yeah, all that stuff, they raise their hands and worship the Lord. Even those kinds of people, okay, if they hold bitterness in their heart, and they have unforgiveness in their heart, and they do not walk in love, they do not walk in the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit, these people are going to get sick. They're going to get sick, and first you get sick in your soul, you see. People begin to first get sick in their soul. They become very negative. They become very controversial, critical. They criticize everything. They don't like anybody. So this first begins in the soul, and eventually it affects.
Right.
It affects them physically. They begin to get sick. They begin to have arthritis. They begin to get crippling diseases. They begin to get anxiety attacks. They cannot sleep at night. They begin to lose their peace. They begin to lose their ability to pray, to read the Word. So many people come up to me and say to me, you know, Brother Augusto, can you please pray for me? I can't seem to pray. I cannot seem to read the Bible. Well, you know, why do you think you cannot pray? Why do you think you can't read the Word? Why? Why do you think? Is it because God has left you? I don't think so. It's because there are all this other stuff, all this junk inside of them that they got to get rid of, you know, all these traditions and, you know, and religions of men, you know. You can't, you know, there is this belief out there, Brother Jose, that the people of God are not supposed to be, you know, full of joy. We're not supposed to be full of joy. We're not supposed to be full of faith. You know, we're supposed to be miserable. And I don't believe that. And I am a man of great compassion. I have great compassion for the people. And I love the people. I love God's sheep. But I don't believe I have to be, you know, like depressed all the time, have to be, you know, discouraged all the time, walking with my head down. You know, I don't believe I have to be like that, you know, to be spiritual and to walk in humility. And this is a lot of the misunderstandings in the body of Christ, that religious spirit and the traditions of the elders will cause the people to think like that. You know, the more negative you are and the more, you know, depressed you are, the more spiritual you are, you know, and that is not true. That is not true at all. The Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he was one of the most joyful beings on the earth. His smile would make you just, you know, forget about all your problems. All he needed to do was speak to Matthew and say, come and follow me. And he said it with such love and yet with such authority that Matthew had no choice but to leave his, you know, everything and follow him. He was a tax collector.
Right.
He had such love and compassion and yet such authority. He would speak to James and he would speak to Andrew and say, follow me, you know, and Peter, follow me, leave your nets and follow me. And they would follow him because they had never seen the genuineness of anyone like Jesus Christ, portrayed. They had never seen anyone like that. And this is exactly the spirit that should be in us today. We should be genuine people. We should be real. We should be people that walk in the reality of Jesus Christ, that walk in the presence of Jesus Christ. We should be those kinds of people that offer hope to the people, that when someone is depressed, we can come against that depression and lift the people out of depression, that lift the people up out of despair. We should be that kind of believer. We should be that kind of force on the earth today, a force for good. And, you know, this is the reason why, Brother Jose, a lot of people want nothing to do with the kingdom of God, with the Lord, with the church, because they don't want religion. They want no part of that. So when people talk to them about religion, you know, which is basically, you know, the people's idea of witnessing is not telling them about the love of Jesus. It's about, you know, come to our church, you know, or come to our meeting or whatever, you know. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to a church and going to a meeting, but this is not about that. It's about him. This is about the Lord. It's all about him. And the Lord has this idea that it's all about Him. It's not about the church or the denomination or a man or a woman or a preacher. It's about Him. And so, you know, He said Himself, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to Myself. And so This is why the main purpose of our ministry, Brother Jose, is to lift Him up. I am a lover of Jesus Christ. I am passionately in love with Jesus Christ. And my purpose and the main purpose in our ministry is to lift Him up, raise Him up, lift Him up so high that everybody can see Him. You see, everybody can see Him. And then I hide behind Him. I hide behind Him, and I operate whatever He leads me to do. Praise God.
Glory to God. Praise God, brother. Brother Augusto, I take this opportunity to once again send a shout to those that say that the ministry demolishing strongholds is against church. I take this opportunity here with you, with your presence here, my brother, to make a shout and tell them, shut your mouth up. Because I have been 10 years on a church trying to change the things from inside. And these mercenaries that are changing the law, that are mixing grace with the law, that are stopping people from using their generosity, mixing law with grace, only to provide to their own lives great luxury. These mercenaries likes to criticize people like you and me. But I want to tell them, you will change your life. You will change your gospel. Or you will change for good, or God will bring the condemnation. Because you will have to answer for all that you steal from our brothers and sisters. There is time yet, but God is not joking anymore. I started with Jesus in an experience, personal experience, where no pastor, no man went to that hospital to touch the hand and the head of my mom that was dying 20 years before this day. No, there was no man there. But the Holy Spirit guided me to one verse that Jesus said, if you believe and you have no doubt, all that you ask in my name, it will be done. And I put God to prove. And God healed my mom from illness that there was no cure. There was no man there. And this, I thank God, because I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, not to churches. And when I start serving in church, I didn't see what was behind the curtains. I only found 2 or 3 years later that was full of masons. And I start being criticized for being too rebel, because I was seeing the hand of man putting commandments. You have to dress like this. You have to preach like this. You have to play like this. Because we are the holy ones. We receive direction from God, not you. And suddenly, it was a burden. Serving Jesus Christ, it was heavy in my life. And what you were saying, my brother, I saw this on the church where I tried to change inside. And all I got was punches, kicks, because these mercenaries, these masons, these servants of the devil that have two faces and two lords, they build pyramids from themselves, to themselves, not to Jesus Christ. And enslave with spells, because it's white magic. It's the right-hand path of the occult. It's not atheism, but it's to do a will of a God that we don't know. It's not the God of the Bible. It's not Jesus Christ. They use Bible to construct a prison to the souls of the followers of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, this is the reason why. You know, this is the reason why, Brother Jose, the Bible says, and you know, Jesus Christ himself said, in that day, many will come unto me, saying this and saying that. I preached, you know, I preached the gospel, you know, I pray for this and I pray for the sick. And he's going to tell them, I don't know you. And I believe the reason that is said to these people is because they never really knew him. They were doing these things other reasons, for other purposes.
Yes.
Not
they
because they loved
him.
That's right.
They
that's
never
right. Not.
Him.
That's right. You know, there is something about motives. The people need to understand that the Lord is interested in motives. What is our motive? What is our motive in serving him? What is our motive in praying? What is our motive in just, you know, saying I'm a Christian, or, you know, what is our motive? Is our motive to serve him? Is our motive to heal the brokenhearted? Is our motive to glorify him? Is that our motive? Or is our motive to build our own kingdom? And so this is what the Lord is looking for in this end time. He's looking for the real deal. He's looking for people that are sold out to him. When people go to pray, they're looking for people that say, Lord, I'm here for you. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to minister to you first. And then, Lord, I got a few problems I'm going to lay out before you, but I'm here to worship you. I'm here to minister to you in spirit and in truth. The Bible says that Jesus looks for those kinds of people that the Father is looking for those kinds of people to worship him, the people that worship in spirit and in truth. So praise God, you know, this is what is going on. This is what is happening. This is the situation that we're facing today. But the Lord is bringing the revelation. The Lord is bringing the impartation right now. One of the things that I wanted to say to the people listening today is this, that we have been in the dispensation of the church age for about 2,000 years, okay? And, there's the tabernacle. And let me just go through this real quick so that people get an idea. You have the tabernacle. You have the outer courts, okay? That is the place where, you know, the people come, you know, and they offer, you know, repentance, and they get baptized, and that is basically where they do, you know, all these things. That's the outer court. Well, there's a lot of Christians in the outer court right now, but they have not gotten into the holy place. Then you got the holy place, which is the place where, you know, the high priest would go in. And he would, you know, yes, lit up the golden candlestick. He would eat of the unleavened bread, and he would go into the altar of incense, and then he would go beyond the curtain into the Holy of Holies. Now, the church is represented by that holy place. That holy place is where, you know, the church is basically, you know, involved. Is the studying of the word, the preaching of the word, the eating of the bread. The unleavened bread, which means has no mixture. That is what that
right.
means. No mixture. There's a lot of mixture in the bread that the people are eating today. There's a lot of traditions of men and traditions of the elders mixed in there with the truth. And this is what I was
saying. And they are paying for these bad foods.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, this is...
They are
this
not
is,
receiving from grace.
No.
They are not receiving from grace. Jesus said to do this, but these guys are bigger than Jesus. These guys,
that's right,
even seeing the truth, they cannot change their hearts because God will bring judgment. You see, my brother?
That's right.
I hope that we can change a lot of them, but I will tell you later a vision that God gave me before I start using my computer to evangelize. But please go on.
So, you know, this is where we are right now, okay? This is where we are right now. And the enemy does not want God's people to go through the veil, okay? We spend some time
right.
in trying to teach the people on going beyond the veil because the church basically is still in the whole, I mean, and when I say the church, people need to understand, I'm talking about the ecclesiastical system, that is called the church
yes.
here in America and overseas. Okay, this is when I refer to the church, I'm not referring to the mystical body of Christ everywhere. Although, if you want to apply it, that would be okay. But the church basically, the church system is basically in the holy place, and the holy place mm-hmm. okay, is going through all these motions, you know, eating the bread, which is good. We need to eat the bread, lighting up the golden candlestick, you know, filling it with oil, you know, and we do that. We need to do that every day. We need to go before the presence of God. We need to worship. We need to do all these things. But, okay, the whole purpose of this is to go beyond the veil. The whole purpose is to Amen. Go to the altar of incense and begin to worship the Lord and go beyond the veil, because you see, that is what we want. We, you know, what we want, you know, all these other things that we do, Brother Jose, you know, repentance and you know, being baptized and being washed by the Word and reading the Word, eating the bread, and you know, and putting oil in our lamps and then worshiping. All of these things we do, what is the purpose of this? The purpose is to go beyond the veil, to go into the very presence
Amen.
Of the Lord. Otherwise, Amen. All of these things just become religious activities. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
So
it all
true,
becomes
Lord.
Religious activity.
So
yeah, go
so
ahead.
So true.
You know,
and
we need to go beyond.
So
yeah, there's well, a little time lag and in, you know, between where you are and I am, so... Go ahead, Brother Jose.
I am saying that you are talking, what you are talking, it's so true that even a child can understand it, okay? Only those that are compromised, that are feeding, heeding from the system, they will not change. But the problem that it's, they will pay a heavy price for rejecting the truth. My brother, people don't understand that if they open the hand of half-truths, of all the manipulations, of all the power that mammon still has amongst the people of God, God will provide tremendous grace on this modern age. And we all will be benefited. Because if this feudalistic system, this lord, this small lord, they change their hearts, they will become kings, not only lords of his feudal pests. No, they have a field now. They are lords of his fields. But if they open his hearts to the kingdom, to real kingdom, God will make them kings. And what they think they will lose, they will earn much more if they open his heart for all the truth. Stop fighting the Holy Brotherhood. Just let them offer with their own heart. Give him free will, and you'll see that God will reward you more than you have now. Please go on, brother, because I don't want to start preaching about this.
Yes. Well, you know, we are in a very important time right now, and the people need to stay focused. People need to stay attentive, because the enemy will try everything to rattle you and to unsettle you and to move you from your place, your position, and lose your focus. And this is one of the things I've been trying to tell the people. As a matter of fact, in our last newsletter, I dedicated the whole newsletter to talk about this thing. And basically is this, Brother Jose, we are if I had to give it a name, we are in the middle of a massive satanic onslaught, an attack on the whole planet. The Lord showed me this back in 2010. He showed me this coming darkness that was going to come, and it was going to be very, very, very dark, and it was going to, you know, cover the whole planet. Well, it has begun. We talked about, you know, in that newsletter about the 13 crystal skulls that were brought here to America by the Mayan elders back in 2011. Mm. and they did a pilgrimage. You know, they went all the way from New York City to Los Angeles, California, carrying the 13 crystal skulls, doing all kinds of satanic rituals throughout, you know, the land, our land, this country, the United States, as they went. Now, this had never happened before. And that they were saying that this was to cleanse the land and to, you know, to put the land, awaken its consciousness and all this mumbo-jumbo. Basically, what they were doing is releasing demonic spirits, opening portals, and doing all kinds of witchcraft and rituals, satanic rituals. They went to Serpent Mount in Ohio. You know, basically, they were trying to prepare this nation for the arrival of the Quetzalcoatl, which is the Aztec you know, god, and then the Mayan name for that same serpent is the flying serpent is Kukulkan. Well, anyways, this happened at the end of the year in 2011. Okay, I think it was at the end of October somewhere around there, and then the beginning of November, and I think they concluded on November 11 of 2011, and 11/11/11, which that's another topic, and that's another topic right now. I'm not going to get into that, but the whole thing about this was that when 2012 came around, this horrific, darkness, satanic onslaught began. We began to see, for example, Madonna beginning to do her, her demonic, things on TV and to have time during Super Bowl. Then Nicki Minaj and then Lady Gaga and then Beyonce and on and on. I mean, now the list is so long, I don't even remember all of the names. But this thing is getting more aggressive. It is getting more blatant, more in your face. And I have been warning God's people about it. I have been warning God's people about it. These demonic forces are now attacking people, Brother Jose, at night while they're sleeping. And the Lord showed me this also. When people go to sleep, and the people need to remember that we spend one-third of our life on our backs, sleeping at night. That's how we spend one-third of our lives. And, you know, sleeping. And so when we spend roughly about 8 hours is the average. Some sleep less, some sleep more, but it's an average of 8 hours, a third of the 24 hours. And so when people are sleeping, you know, we are basically vulnerable, you know, to the, to attacks from the enemy, because our conscious mind is not engaged. So the only thing that is operating is our subconscious mind. And so if the people of God do not take the care and do not prepare, do not pray before they go to bed, these attacks are now beginning to come in the middle of the night. And the Lord showed me this, and I have been warning about it. And people, when I shared about this, the people wrote back and told me and said, you know, that's a confirmation, you know. This has happened to me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so this is intensifying. And so what I'm trying to tell the people is stay focused. Do not let the enemy rattle you. Do not let him unsettle you. He will do things to take your eyes, to make you take your eyes off of him, to make you, you know, take your eyes and your focus from the Lord onto whatever the devil is doing. And so, you know, we know what the devil is doing, and we need to understand what he's doing, but we do not focus on what he is doing. We need to be focused on the Lord. We need to be paying attention to the Lord. And this is the reason why, you know, I am sounding the alarm. I am really releasing this out there, and I'm telling the people, stay focused. Stay focused. Look upon him. Look upon him. I had an experience a few years ago, Brother Jose, where this bad-looking, creatures started attacking the people of God. And they, I mean, I can't even describe them. I don't even know how they looked like. They looked like kind of wolves, kind of monsters, you know, like the Nephilim type of creatures, you know, and they had this huge teeth and their and huge claws, and they were really ripping people apart. I mean, I saw it. I heard their screams. It was blood curdling screams, and when this was happening, I remember telling the people, close all the doors in the house and all the windows, close everything, which basically is symbolic. Okay, symbolic of the people, telling the people today, close all your doors. Make sure all your doors and windows in your house are closed. And I'm talking about your spiritual house. I'm talking about your life. Mm-hmm. Make sure that everything in your house, all the spiritual doors and portals are closed, okay, that you have not left anything opened, because this thing are going to try to hurt you. And then the other thing that I saw in this experience I had was, they broke in. I heard someone said, Augusto, they broke in. They just broken in. So when I heard that, I heard the people just screaming. I mean, this horrific screams. And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Focus on me. And so when I heard that, I told the people, I said, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Do not look at these things. Do not focus on these things. Do not allow fear to get a hold of you. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused on the Lord. Look up and stay focused on Him. And when I did that, and the people began to do that, not one more of them became attacked by these creatures, Brother Jose. They would come around, and they were sniffing, and they could not see anyone. They couldn't see them. They could not discern them. So, you know, this is the message of the hour. Stay focused on Jesus Christ. Do not allow Him to rattle your cage. Do not allow Him, you know, to unsettle you. You know, He may cause things to happen around you. He may cause your loved ones, for example, to be sick, or He may cause you to lose your job, or He may attack your finances, or He may attack whatever, okay? This is all designed to rattle your cage, to unsettle you, to make you lose your focus, and for you to take your eyes off of Him, okay? Don't give in to that strategy. Don't give in to the wiles of the enemy. Stay focused, and trust me, this will also pass. What you're going through will pass, okay? That disease you're facing will pass. The Lord will heal it. That tribulation you're going through right now, trust me, the Lord answers your prayers. He's hearing your prayers. He's not deaf. His arm is not short that He cannot answer. It will also pass, okay? But you have to stay focused. You have to stay in peace, and you have to stay with your faith intact. You have to raise up your shield. Your shield's got to be up. Your helmet of salvation has got to be up. Your breastplate of righteousness is got to be up. It's got to be on, which means you have to understand the righteousness that comes from Christ is yours, and also to do works of righteousness, okay? Not to do the works of darkness, but works of righteousness. You have to put on your boots of peace. You have to walk in peace. You cannot be walking in strife. You cannot be walking in arguments with the brother or the sister. You cannot be walking in criticism. You know, you got to stay in peace. You know, he that keeps his mind on peace, you know, the Lord will stay on you if you keep your eyes on Him in peace. And so, you know, you raise up your sword. Your sword is got to be sharpened. You have to sharpen your sword every day. Okay? You have to sharpen your sword every day. If not, the sword will become dull. You have to sharpen your sword. You have to bring your shield to the Lord every day, so the shield is repaired. Sometimes your shield is so banged up that you cannot stand another fight. You have to allow the shield to be fixed. Okay? You fix the shield and you strengthen your faith by worshiping the Lord, by staying in His presence, by listening to godly teaching and preaching from a man of God. Okay? This is how you strengthen your inner man. This is how your shield gets fixed. This is how your sword gets sharpened. Okay? And then you can go ahead and then take on the enemy again. So these are just dynamics of warfare that you need to learn and you need to do, because this is going to be the difference between victory or defeat.
Amen, brother. I will suggest, my brother, because we have two prayer requests here, and I will tell you what's happening. I will suggest that we make a small break here for you to recover your breath. We will hear a song that I hope that you like, because I know that you understand Spanish, right? So I will suggest a 3-4 minute break here for a song. And then I will bring two prayer requests, my brother, that I hope that you agree to join in prayer with us.
Absolutely.
Emergencies here. Mm-hmm. And I know that we will not cover everything that I would like to cover, but you are already invited to come back. Okay? We will try to get a date for you to come back if you want, if you are free, because... Yeah, I want you to know that this is an open door for your ministry, okay?
I appreciate that, Brother Jose. Thank you.
Okay, so let's rest a little, 2-3 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Las ventanas cuando empieza la mañana, por si quieres hoy venir. Eres como el viento que no avisa cuando sopla y trae la brisa. Ven y sopla sobre mí y mi corazón vuelve a latir. Renueva si estás aquí y mi corazón vela por ti, porque te espera, vuelve a venir. Espíritu de Dios, ven a mi vida como lluvia que tardó y al desierto vida dio. Desciende sobre mí como la brisa que destile sobre mí tu poder en mi astro. Las ventanas cuando empieza la mañana, por si quieres hoy venir. Eres como el viento que no avisa cuando sopla y trae la brisa. Ven y sopla sobre mí y mi corazón vuelve a latir. Si estás aquí y mi corazón vela por ti, porque te espera, vuelve a venir. Espíritu de Dios, ven a mi vida como lluvia que tardó y al desierto vida dio. Desciende sobre mí como la brisa que
Amen, Brother Augusto. We have so much emergencies here that I hope that we can still have time to touch on this. I will say this for you, Brother, that I would like to bring you again to touch on things like the cult to the death that there is there on that region that you are spreading the word of God, like Cuba, Puerto Rico. There are a lot of voodoo works there. I want you to invite you to come back on another show to talk about all this resistance that you are fighting, because you are working on a very difficult front line. But we will not have time for that now, Brother, so we will fix a date, if you agree, for you to come back to join forces to fight these forces. But tonight, the rest, we still have 17 minutes. I want you to ask for pray for three situations that are coming now, because we are a body. We have to help those that
are
in emergency situations. So we have a dear sister called Rebecca. She has a son that has some problems with his lungs and his body. He is going to a major surgery next week, I think. I think this is a recurrent situation. I want you to pray for this situation, for God, take the hands of that surgery, of that medical people that will take that surgery to stop the problem, because there is a situation that is coming from a long time now, and suddenly seems that is everything okay, and then comes down again, and he has to go to the hospital. I would like to invite you to pray about this. And there is another situation here, request, that is a missing girl, a young girl called Mindy. She had knew someone on the internet. She went to a restaurant. She didn't warn nobody, and suddenly she's missing. Okay, that's two major things that I see on the chat room. I will try to see if there is any more. But please take these two situations to the throne of our God, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Heavenly Father, today for Lord, for because you are so real. You are a Heavenly Father. We come together, Lord, in unity, in prayer, asking you, Lord, to come upon these situations that Brother Jose has mentioned. Father, we just bring to you, Father, Rebecca's son, Lord, who is about to have an operation. Lord, he needs an operation, Lord. And I don't know exactly what his problems are, Lord, with his lungs and his any other part of his body, Lord. But we pray the healing power of Jesus Christ just flows right now into his body, into his home, into wherever he is, Father. And we come against, we rebuke every one of these ungodly diseases. We come against the shackles of the devil right now. We command you to be broken off of this young man. And Father, we just pray the release and the power of the Holy Spirit, the healing virtue from heaven, to go and cover him like a bomb. Father, we pray you release the angels of the Most High God to go around that young man right now and begin to minister to him, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the healer, Lord, and you sent your word and healed our disease. Boy, I just felt the presence of God just go right through me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. I feel your presence, Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you that you're moving right now, Lord. I also pray, Father dear, for this young lady, Mimi, Lord, that has been gone missing. Father, I just pray that you cause her, Lord, that you would cause her, Lord, to think twice, Lord, that you would cause her, Lord, to understand, Lord, the danger that she is in, Father. I pray that you would convict her right now. We, Father, send the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Send an angel right now to stop her dead in her tracks, Lord, that she will not, Lord, continue. Lord, this is a very dangerous thing, Lord, that she is doing, Lord. And I pray, Father dear, that your protection be upon her. I pray, Father dear, that you would cause, Lord, her to be returned back home, that she will go back home safe, Lord, that she will seek your face, Father, that she will seek your face, and that you will begin to turn her around, turn these two people around, Lord, that these circumstances, Lord, that they are encountering, Lord, the disease, Lord, and this situation with the missing girl, Lord, this will cause them to turn around and that they will begin to come after you, Lord, that they will begin to pursue you, Lord, because we are living in such desperate times, Father. I thank you, Lord, for anyone out there, Lord, also right now that is needing healing, that is needing, Lord, a touch of the presence of God, Father. We pray that right now the release of the spirit of healing comes right now upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that your healing balm is covering your people right now. I pray, Lord, for
Amen.
A spirit of cancer, somebody that is suffering with cancer. We rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus from that body. And, Father, we release, Lord, the healing power of the Holy Spirit right now. And we pray that that cancer will shrivel, will dry up, and die and pass from that body. Father, we also come against the spirit of paralysis. There's people that are being paralyzed at night, Lord, even as they are sleeping. Father, spirit of fear, spirit of oppression. Father, we break that shackle over those people in the name of Jesus, Father, and we release, Lord, your presence into their lives right now, Lord, and the peace of Almighty God that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Father dear, that you're doing this even right now, Lord, that you are placing a hedge of protection around these precious people. We ask you, Father dear, also there's people that are demonized, people that are, Lord, committing suicide, people that are, Lord, oppressed, Lord, that the devil is just trying to destroy them, Father. We come against those demonic strongholds. We come against the deceptions of the enemy. We
Amen.
Come against the delusions, Lord. We come against a stronghold from hell. And Father, we break the shackles of them over them, people's eyes, Lord. We pray their ears are open and their eyes are open, Lord, and that they will wake up, Lord, from this trap that they're being snared by the devil, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you will draw them to you, Lord Jesus, that you would begin to draw them to you, Lord. We command those demons, Lord, those demons of suicide, demons of oppression, demons of hatred, demons of, Lord, of fear, Lord, to be broken from these people and be set free in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. You came to set the captives free. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, Father
Amen.
Dear, because I believe there's people being set free tonight. There's people right now that are being set free from chronic diseases, Father. I pray, Lord, that you would do this for your glory, Lord. You are the King of glory. You are the healer, Master. And your healing is flowing right now, Master, through the airwaves. Lord, it works the same way through the airwaves, Lord, as if we were present right there.
Yeah.
It's the same anointing. It's the same Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this.
Amen.
We thank you for answering our prayer. And we know that the answer is already on the way. We know that you're moving even as we pray and even as we speak.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the praise. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
I agree, Father. Amen, brother. I agree. And I take to the throne of grace with family. And our sister Mary Kay, that his grandson is not now amongst us. I want to release the spirit, Father, of comfort. I want to that they feel the comfort that you gave me when my father died. I want to console their hearts, give them all the answers they need on this day. Father, don't let demon lie to them. Don't let the demon torture their souls. In Jesus' name we pray, Father, that you release your angels to a camp on their house now and expose all the tricks of the devil that will try to enslave this soul in sadness. Father, in Jesus' name, I know that you are bigger than all death. So in Jesus' name, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior, we declare victory for this family over
That's
all
right.
sadness.
Praise
and
God.
Everything that the devil has been able to steal, you will replace 7 times more with joy, with praise, and with faith in a bigger and better future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. In
Praise
Jesus'
God.
Name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, Brother Augusto, I want to pray for you because I feel this in my heart.
Yes.
I want to pray for you and to all our warriors there on your state there. I know there's a great movement of God. There's a big army there that is being raised up. And I want to pray for this. Father, I take the state of Florida to your hand now. I pray for this ministry of your kingdom, Brother Augusto, Dorothy, and all their families, all those that are with them, fighting against the evil, the big evil that is being raised by the Satanists there. I pray for other ministers that are working with them, like Brother Danny Bambi from God Is Not Religious, Let's Talk. I pray that this man, this woman of God, will be full of the Holy Spirit, receive double portion of the Holy Spirit, and start demolishing all the schemes that the Satanists, that the Masons are trying to do to stop the growth of your army. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, because I know that you call me to pray, to help to heal the wounds, to raise the dry bones, and to make them the most powerful army over this earth. There are no Nephilim. There are no missiles. There are no presidents that can stop your will. So I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, anoint this man with double portion. Anoint Brother Marcos and that work there on that reservation with double portion, and let them shine.
Yes.
Let them shine like the lights that you talk in Daniel. In Jesus' name we pray, and we praise you for your answers. In Yahushua's name we pray.
Praise
Amen.
You. Praise
Glory
you.
To God.
My praise
brother, God. We still have six minutes. I want you to let you talk in these 6 minutes, and just know it's a compromise for myself. I will call you to this show again to complete, because I want to be on that front line against this triangle of evil that is there, that you are fighting there, and that people that are so much here slave of voodoos and witchcraft, they will become slaves of the King of Kings or the panic of the devils. Please take these 6 minutes, brother, and lead us where you want.
Well, thank you, Brother Jose. I'm really so blessed and so honored to have been able to be with you, and I thank you for allowing me to come on this platform and share the word of the Lord. And thank you for your prayers, too. I really appreciate that, praying for me and my family. And but I in this just few closing moments, I just would like to say to the precious saints of God out there that you know, we are in a time of great transition right now, and you know, don't be afraid of the darkness. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the things that may be coming upon us. You know, in times past, I have been concerned, not afraid, but I have been concerned about some things, and I have come to the Lord. And I asked him, I said, Lord, I need you to answer me. I need you to, you know, give me something, you know. And repeatedly, the Father has been so gracious, and he has given me confirmation after confirmation that he will take care of those that are his. We take care of those that are his. And these things that is coming, this darkness that is beginning to surround us, you know, do not be afraid, do not be concerned, because he will take care of you. He will protect you. He has told me that several times. He will protect his own and those that are his, and that the enemy will not be able to do anything to his people unless he allows it. And so the people of God need to be just steadfast. You need to be, you know, just close to him. Focused on him, not afraid, not, you know, full of apprehension and full of fear. No. You just pay attention to what's going on. You know, like a good soldier, like a good warrior, you pay attention to things that are going around you, but do not let these things control you. The environment around you does not control you. You control the environment,
Amen.
Okay? Let me share that again. The atmosphere and the environment around you, do not allow that to dictate to you, okay, what's going to happen, to dictate to you how you feel. You control the atmosphere. You control the environment by prayer, by intercession, by declaring
Amen.
Positive things into the atmosphere, and by decreeing the word of God, and it will not return empty. And so you can actually affect your environment. And you can affect your atmosphere. You can come against, if for example, in your home, just take control of that atmosphere in your home. You don't have to put up with the mess in your home. Take control over it. Begin to pray and begin to ask the Father to send the angels there. Take authority over those demonic hosts. Close the doors in your house. Close the portals. Pray over your children. Pray over your loved ones. And begin to pray a hedge of protection around your house, around your family, around even your animals, everything that belongs to you, okay? Pray a hedge of protection
Amen.
Around it. The angels of the Lord will be there to protect them. And trust me, the Lord is there with you all the time. But you've got to do this, okay? It's not going to happen by itself. You've got to do this. And so, you know, don't be afraid. Just change the atmosphere in your house. You can do it. Start playing good music. Start singing to the Lord. Start worshiping. Start declaring the word of God on your family, on your kids, on your husband, on your wife, on your neighborhood, everything. And begin to pray and intercede. Begin to do warfare. And trust me, you will impact the atmosphere of where you
Amen.
Are. You will. You don't have to become a part of that mess. You don't have to become a part of that darkness. You don't have to. You change that atmosphere. This is why he has placed you where you are. This is why you have the light of God inside of you, okay? The power that created the universe is living within you. Just release it. Release it through prayer. Release it through worship. Release it through intercession. And release it by declaring the word of God. Decree it. Okay, decree it with authority. Stand on it and decree it, and just watch what will happen. Just watch what the Lord will do. He is a great Father.
Amen.
He is a great, powerful God. So you have to take the Lord out of the box. Just take him out of the box and just, you know, let him be God. He is an awesome God. He's an incredible, powerful Lord. He just is waiting for his people to release him and begin to agree with him, come into alignment with what he's wanted to do. And that's the final word I'm going to leave the you know, with the listeners tonight, Brother Jose. Let's come into alignment with heaven and declare
Amen.
What heaven is saying in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen, brother. What a pleasure to have you here. How we feel the presence of the Lord each time that you speak on the mic. Brother, it's a compromise that we have with these listeners. We will be back joining forces maybe sooner than they think. Okay, brother?
Thank you, Brother Jose. God bless you. It's been a pleasure.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Join us again. We'll be back with another show soon. God bless you all. Bye, brother.
Bye-bye. God bless, Jose.
God bless you.